With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The crisis over illegal immigration grows more acute, with buses of people being sent to New Jersey, New York, Chicago, and throughout the state of Illinois. Sheriff Ken Briley in Grundy County, Illinois.
Part of that plan was putting signs on the interstate at two of our exits, basically in an attempt to direct the buses in the right location. We didn't know if these buses were lost. We didn't know if they were intentionally dropping them in surrounding communities. We really didn't have a whole lot of information. So we put the signs up that says no migrant buses this exit.
House Speaker Mike Johnson will visit the U.S.-Mexico border as illegal immigrant crossings continue to set records. Johnson will travel to Eagle Pass, Texas today, along with dozens of other Republican lawmakers. Johnson says he's experiencing the worst border crisis in its history. Also at SRNNews.com, former President Trump's legal team is appealing a ruling by the Maine Secretary of State that he is ineligible to appear on the state's GOP primary ballot. The appeal was done at Maine's Superior Court, the state's top trial court. A series of powerful earthquakes in western Japan.
The tremors include aftershocks from a 7.6 quake that slammed the area a day earlier. At least two dozen people have been confirmed dead in Japan's Ishikawa Prefecture, with damage to homes so great that authorities could not make an immediate assessment. At a news conference, Japan's Prime Minister, Fumio Kishida, said, "I have received reports that very large-scale damage has been confirmed so far, including numerous human casualties, building collapses and fires. Water power and cell phone service was still down in some areas. I'm Karen Chamas.
This is SRN News. A new poll on Christians and Israel.
It comes from Lifeway Research, and it finds that only 27% of self-identified believers look to the Bible when they try to formulate their opinions about the Jewish state. Most poll respondents, 56%, say news reports from the mainstream media are the primary influence on their thoughts and beliefs about Israel. Other influences include the opinions of family and friends and interactions with Jewish people. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Southern Baptists form a big part of the evangelical Christian bloc that's reliably voted Republican in recent elections. It's widely expected they'll also line up behind former President Trump this November. Last year, a number of other GOP candidates tried to appeal to SBC voters by proclaiming their Christian faith. They included South Carolina Senator Tim Scott and former Vice President Mike Pence. This is SRN News. It was a weak start to 2024 on Wall Street.
Wall Street started 2024 with a slump, giving back some of its powerful gains from the year before. The S&P 500 fell 0.6% Tuesday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.1%, and the NASDAQ Composite lost 1.6%. Some of the market's sharper drops came from stocks that were last year's biggest winners. Apple had its worst day in nearly 5 months. Much of Wall Street had been preparing for at least a pause in the rally that carried the S&P 500 to 9 straight winning weeks and the brink of its record high. The benchmark index jumped 24% in 2023. Damian Troisi, New York.
Harvard University President Claudine Gay is resigning. She announced her decision Tuesday following increasing allegations of plagiarism and anti-Semitism. Gay's tenure is now the shortest in the school's history. More details at srnnews.com.